Turn with me, if you would, to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Last Sunday morning, we looked at verse 9, which says, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Today, we're going to look at verse 10, which says, "And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." That's a wonderful verse. That is a wonderful verse. You are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. The head of all principality and power. Who is the head of all principality and power? The end of verse 8 says, Christ is. Christ is the head of all principality and power. What does that mean? That means he's God. The God of it. He's the God of all principality and power. Look back at chapter 1. Colossians 1 verse 12 says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet," that means sufficient, "to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." That means God has made Christ to be all. Verse 19 says, "It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." He's the head. Christ is the head of all things. Now let's look this morning at what it means to say in chapter 2, verse 10, "You are complete in him." You are complete in him. To get right to the point, this is talking about the salvation of God's people. When salvation becomes an issue to a person, there's a point in life when it's not. And when salvation becomes an issue to a person, when that moment comes where a person goes from not caring either way to caring very much whether or not his or her soul is saved. When that moment comes where a man or a woman needs answers on this issue of eternal life, every time this is the question a man or a woman wants the answer to, every time: what must I do? Every time. What do I have to do? when that moment comes where a person gets a good look at things and sees clearly by what I see right here, what I see in my flesh, there's a problem. Clearly, this right here is not good enough. Based on what I'm reading about that place and what I'm seeing right here, clearly this is not good enough. How do I fix this? How do I make right all of this wrong? How do I change what I see here? How do I grow more into the image of Christ? This talks about being in the image of Christ. How do I do that? What do I need to do to progress into what I need to be? According to the Word of God, here's the answer. In Christ, that work is already done. I put a lot of thought into this. I could draw it out and we could build up to this, but I'm not doing it. We're going to literally just spill the beans. In Christ, the problem is remedied. In Christ, you are fixed. In Christ, you have been made right. In Christ, you are changed. In Christ, you have reached full spiritual maturity. In Christ. In His blood. The moment a sinner hears about the blood of Jesus Christ, you know what that sinner wants? Cover me in it. Cover me in it. Like Peter said to the Lord, I don't want you washing my feet. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. He said, wash me head to toe. In His blood, in His righteousness. The moment a sinner learns about the righteousness of Jesus Christ, he wants to be covered in it. In His mercy, in His grace, in His will, in His work, in His life, in His death, in everything that He is, in Christ, you are everything that you need to be to stand before the Almighty God. You are complete in Him. Just relax. You know, the moment that this question comes, it makes a person uptight. It makes a person worried. Just relax. Just rest. Believe it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. You. Let's just think about this. You. Somebody will hear that and say, do you really mean me? And the reason I say that is because that's what I used to think. Honestly. When I would see the word you, I would wonder, do you really mean me? Honestly. He said you. If anybody wants to know, do you really mean me? Let's find out. Sincerely, let's find out. Turn with me to 1 Timothy 1. This will answer it right here. 1 Timothy 1. Verse 15. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Somebody says, is this word really talking to me? When it says you, does it really mean me? Well, are you a sinner? What kind of sin are you talking about? When you ask me if I'm a sinner, what do you mean? What kind of sin are you talking about? Verse 9 right here says he's talking about, if you read down into it a little bit, he's talking about lawless, disobedient, ungodly. You know, we look good on the outside, but if your inside was shown outside, if your mind and heart was shown, do we realize how much ungodliness we cover up? Do we realize? He goes on to say, unholy, profane, murderers, manslayers. Verse 10 says he's talking about whoremongers, them that defile themselves with mankind, men stealers, liars, perjured persons. That means somebody who goes back on their word and won't keep their promise. Verse 13 says he's talking about blasphemers, persecutors, injurious. That's one who desires to injure others. Are you that kind of sinner? If someone says, no. I've met people like that before, but no, I'm not that kind of sinner. Well, then no. This word is not talking to you. This faithful saying from God is to sinners. This faithful saying is to sinners. He said, I did not come to call the righteous. I came to call sinners. He said, I didn't come for those who see themselves as being well before God. I came for those who are sick in God's eyes and in their own too. I came for the lost. I came for the ruined. Is that you? If a man or woman sincerely says in the heart, that's me, you're describing me, well, then be of good cheer. You are complete in Him. You are. You are. Not will be. Not almost are. I'll tell you one we can relate to. All right, we can relate to this. Not are not. Are not. Are not are. Well, I feel saved. I don't feel saved. I am saved. I'm not saved. I'm doing good. I'm doing bad. I'm still doing bad. You are. You are. If you are a sinner in need of Christ the Savior, you are. I'm telling you. If you are a sinner in need of Christ the Savior, you are. I wonder if I'm saved. If you are a sinner in need of Christ the Savior, you are. Turn with me to John, 1 John rather. 1 John 4. 1 John chapter 4. We quoted this a moment ago in the Bible study. Verse 19 is where he said, we love him because he first loved us. Now, the verse I want us to read is verse 17. It says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Think about that statement. People talk about the day of judgment, the day of judgment, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. God's people are going to have not arrogance, not pride, not self, anything. Confidence. A loving, believing confidence that they can walk right up to the throne of God Almighty on the day of judgment. Why? It goes on to say, because as He is,
so are we in this world.
That does not say, as Christ is, one day real soon, so will we be in glory with Him. It doesn't say that. That says, as He is, so are we in this world. Now, I want to clarify this. David said in Psalm 17, I will be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. That means I'll be satisfied when my flesh looks like your flesh. I'm looking so forward to that. Paul told the Corinthians, we're going to put off mortality and we're going to put on immortality. Paul told the Philippians, our vile bodies are going to be changed into the image of His glorious body. John said in 1 John 3, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But on the day that He appears, and we see Him as He is, then we'll know. Take comfort in this, all right? It's not that we're not going to be changed. I want to be changed. I do. I don't want to be this. It's not that we're not going to be changed from what we see in our sinful, wicked flesh. Our flesh is going away. Thank God. Our sin that has already been dealt with and put away is going to go away. The sins that I have not yet committed, Christ has already dealt with them. And one day soon, they're going away. They're going away from me. This worldly image of us is going away. And when that happens, all that will be left is the glorious image of Christ that has already come to us and already been created in us. A new creation has been created in God's people, and it is a complete creation. Now, last Friday morning, our sister Rachel delivered a baby. Hannah showed me a picture of that baby. And it amazed me. I have seen brand new babies before. But Friday morning, I was really struck by this. It just sincerely amazed me that I saw a just delivered, full-featured, complete human being. That's a good-looking baby. He looks like a little man. I saw his chin, his mouth, his nose, his eyes, his ears. And I thought, that's a complete baby. That baby was complete in her. Is that not amazing? That's what the baby was in her. It's not that the baby, the whole form changed in that moment. That is what that baby was. In her. That baby was complete. Until that moment came Friday morning, it did not yet appear what the baby was going to look like. We saw through a glass darkly. We all did. We all knew there was a baby in there. There was no doubt in our minds. I've learned the hard way. Don't ever ask a woman, when are you due? Don't do that. But you would have been pretty safe with Rachel. We all knew there's a baby in there. We saw through a glass darkly. But when the fullness of the time came, as travail upon a woman with child, it was revealed. What was already complete in her was revealed. On Friday, that baby had 10 fingers and 10 toes. I'm pretty sure I haven't counted them or been told otherwise. But if that baby has 10 fingers and 10 toes, on Thursday, that baby had 10 fingers and 10 toes. We saw Rachel here Wednesday night. That baby had 10 fingers and 10 toes. just wasn't revealed yet. Baby already had that, but it just wasn't revealed yet. If the Lord is willing, that baby will grow and mature. But that baby is not going to gain one more internal organ of life than it already has and had in her. All of the necessary components of life, they're already there, and they were already there. Not one internal bone is going to be added to his body. They will mature. But every bone that he has and will ever have, he had in her. That child was complete in Rachel. And we are complete in Christ. We are complete in Him. Had it not been for Rachel, that child could have never been made complete. I'm telling us the truth. Outside of Rachel, that child could have never been made complete. And outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, none of God's people could have ever been made complete. But in Christ, oh, keep me there. Until that day comes, until it's time to be revealed, keep me right there. Because in the fullness of being in Christ, because He is complete, we are complete in Him. We are not complete in ourselves. We do not look to ourselves to see our completeness. We look to Christ to see that. He's our completeness. We are only complete in Him. Now, how do we get in Him? How does a soul of life get in Him? If our completeness is dependent on being in Him, how does a sinner get in Him? Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians 1, verse 30 says, but of Him, of God, of the Father. How does a soul of life get in of the Father? Are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Being in Christ is God's work. That's not our work. That is God's work. He is the one who places His people in Christ. And in Christ, their wisdom is complete. I hope this will bring rest to us. And the thought goes through my mind as I say that. What all did that baby have to do for 9 months while it was in Rachel? What work had to be done? What responsibilities? Rest. Just relax. Just stay right there. Just hope in her and trust in her that she will eat and nourish you. In the Lord Jesus Christ, our wisdom is complete. Everything we need to know, we know. If we know in Him, where's salvation? In Him. Where's redemption? In Him. Where's forgiveness? In Him. Where's life? In Him. What is glory? In Him. We could just keep going. If we know in Him, we know everything we need to know. In Christ, our wisdom is complete. In Christ, our righteousness is complete. People think, I've done so much wrong, I've got to go do more good than I did wrong so that the scale will weigh in my favor. In Christ, our good deed, that's what righteousness is. Our good deeds are complete. I love the scripture that says, He went about doing good. Why? For me. For you. All of our goodness. I'm just not a good person. He is. And He's my goodness before God. I'm not my goodness before God. All of our righteousness, all of our record of doing good is complete. In Christ, our sanctification, that is inner holiness, inner purity. If you could see on the inside of me, we would all be pretty confirmed. There's not holiness and purity in the flesh of this man. But in Him, sanctification, holiness, purity is complete. And thank God, in Christ, our redemption. This great fall that we endured, fall into sin, and our purchase back, and our being brought back to God and redeemed, reinstated, it's fully complete. That payment of blood paid the price in full. It's complete. I've told you many times, some in here haven't heard it, so I'll tell it again, but I had the privilege of talking to some brethren who had just come out of a very hard bondage, doctrine, false religion that just really had the thumb on people to progress in sanctification, and you better see more holiness in yourself. And these brethren had come to realize that Christ is all of these things for us. And I was talking with him about sanctification and all that, and if you want to see my sanctification, look to Christ. How perfect am I before God? Well, just look to Christ. He is my, yay, just look at Him. I rest on Him. It's not me, it's Him. And this dear brother, he was just pondering all that, and as he thought for a minute, he said, isn't that so relaxing? Sure is. It sure is. Now let me close this message by giving the definition of the word complete to you. I love this. The word complete means, when you look it up in the concordance, it means accomplished to the fullest degree. You are accomplished in Christ. To the fullest degree. In Christ, everything that needed to be accomplished concerning you was. In Christ, our judgment has already been accomplished. This is why we will have boldness in the day of judgment. Ours has already been accomplished. We've already been through it. We went through it in Him on the cross of Calvary. It was accomplished in Him. When He was judged on that cross, we were judged on that cross in Him. In Christ, our death has already been accomplished. If we're in Him, don't fear death. We do, but we shouldn't. He said, whoever lives and believes in Me shall never die. There's no death. We've already died. It's already accomplished. You've already died. There's only life in Him. Thank God we're going to put off this body of sin, but there's only life in Him. Our burial has already been accomplished. Our resurrection has already been accomplished. Our ascension has already been accomplished. Our acceptance has already been accomplished. Will God have me? Will He let me enter in? He already has. We already are in Him. We are complete, finished, done in Him. I'm telling you, if God ever gives one of His own faith to believe, he or she will believe that right there. They will believe that right there. We are complete in Him. We can rest, we can relax, we can believe, we can enjoy the truth of that right there. It does not yet appear, but it's so. We are complete, finished, done, accomplished in our Lord Jesus Christ. That is such good news to me. That's good news. All right, Brother Eddie, you come.